Not one, but three economic reports that pulled Wall Street down. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 18th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, the boom in cold drink sales means lots of plastic waste. Starbucks say they have a partial answer to the issue. Tesla shares tumbled yet again. We've got the Wall Street Report. And tech workers are leaving the San Francisco region and moving to where? Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to follow us on X, formerly Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And of course, yes, we do have that old Facebook post out there. It is called Insight on Business, the News Hour. The U.S. labor market continues its strongest showing in decades, much to the chagrin of the central bank. The Labor Department reported on Thursday that unemployment claims for the week ending April 13 were unchanged from the previous week's 212,000. The four-week average of claims, which softened some of the week's volatility, was also unchanged at 214,500. The Associated Press is reporting that although layoffs remain at low levels, companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. Google parent company Alphabet, Apple, eBay, TikTok, Snap, Amazon, Cisco Systems, and the Los Angeles Times have all recently announced layoffs. Outside of tech and media, UPS, Macy's, Tesla, and Levi Strauss have also had recent job cuts. Yet, and this is important, the unemployment rate dipped from 3.9% to 3.8% and has now remained below 4% for 26 straight months, the longest stretch since the 1960s. All of this, all of it, has Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his crew scratching their collective heads. Meanwhile, another report on Thursday said growth in manufacturing in the Mid-Atlantic region accelerated sharply when economists were expecting a contraction. This is an important indicator because the cost of manufacturing has climbed due to inflation and increased wages, yet manufacturers are ramping up production. And the third report deals with the U.S. economy is all about the housing market. It is springtime, when home sales should be booming. However, the National Association of Realtors reports that sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.19 million homes. Now, that's the first monthly decline in sales since December and follows a nearly 10% monthly sales jump upward in February. But hold on. Economists expected the annual rate of home sales to have impacted 4.16 million homes, but as we just reported, the number was higher at 4.19 million. That's a small difference, but still, it is more homes sold than expected. Roll these three economic reports together, and the takeaway is that our economy remains strong even in the face of crippling interest rates. Those three reports sent the markets searching for some understanding of what to make of our economy and what the Fed might do to slow it down. That uncertainty was exhibited today as the three major indexes played along the flat line most of the trade and ended mixed. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Spring has brought about increased sales of cold drinks, and that has many concerned that our battle with plastic containers will continue, and that perhaps, well, and that perhaps plastic will win. But now Starbucks says they are tackling the issue with new redesigned disposable cups. The AP is reporting that the coffee giant says its plans to alleviate some of the waste with new disposable cups that contain up to 20% less plastic. The cups are set to be rolled out to stores in the U.S. and Canada starting this month. Amelia Landers is Starbucks Vice President of Product Innovation, and she said the Seattle-based company spent the past 4 years developing the new containers. Engineers tested thousands of variations to see how much plastic they could remove while still making the cup feel sturdy. Starbucks says Frappuccinos and other cold drinks now account for 75% of its U.S. beverage sales. That's up from 37% back in 2013. The company estimates the new cups will keep more than 13.5 million pounds of plastic out of landfills each year. The move to ban TikTok from the United States is back on the front burner. The AP is reporting that legislation which could ban TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake won a major boost when House Republican leaders included it in a package of bills that would send aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill could be law as soon as next week if Congress moves quickly. The TikTok legislation, which passed the House in March and has widespread support in both chambers, was included in the House foreign policy package after negotiations with the Senate over how long the Chinese technology firm ByteDance would have to sell its stake in the app to continue operating in the United States. President Joe Biden has said he would sign the TikTok legislation if it reaches his desk. Now, the original bill gave China 6 months to sell. The new package increases that timeline to 9 months with a 3-month extension should a sale be in progress. You know, we've been following for several days the implosion that's taking place among shares of Tesla stock. On Thursday, the company's stock closed the day at $149.93. It's the first time since January of 2023 that Tesla stock traded below $150 a share. It's now the third worst week for the stock this year, a year that has been dismal for Tesla investors. The Austin, Texas company shares are down 12.4% this week and more than 39% down this year. And all of this is happening at a time that Tesla will be laying off over 14,000 workers and wishes to revive a $56 billion package for founder Elon Musk. All of that's going to be a tough sell for the shareholders at their annual upcoming meeting. Speaking of stocks and shareholders, Wall Street closed the day mixed as investors fret over the booming economy, tensions in the Middle East, and doubt that the central bank will begin rate reductions anytime soon. The Dow dropped by 22 points to end the stormy session at 37,775, while the Nasdaq finished the Thursday trade off by 81 points to settle at 15,601, and the S&P 500 shed 11 points to close at 50.11. It is the longest losing streak for the S&P since January. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 18 cents to $82.51 a barrel at newstime, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.637%, also at newstime. And finally, there is this, and this is about how tech workers are leaving the San Francisco area. The San Francisco Bay Area is still the country's biggest hub for tech talent, particularly in artificial intelligence. But Austin and New York are on the rise, according to a recent report. Big tech companies in the Texas capital gained the most workers from 2019 to 2023 as a percentage of their headcount. New York was the top destination for workers who relocated during that period. The report's authors believe the bulk of those are remote workers choosing where they want to live, not employees moving to where their company's offices are located. New York's growth suggests that the cost of living doesn't explain declines in the number of tech workers moving to markets like Seattle and Boston. Despite losing tech talent to other metros and seeing companies abandon office space, the Bay Area's tech workforce is still growing, at least overall. Now you know. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.